Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So last week, as a result of an article that was done in NOLA.com relative to the finances of a council person at large candidate, State Representative Delisha Boyd, I talked about what she was doing, how she was handling her campaign funds and her PAC, and there seemed to be the possibility of coordination between the two. Nobody really knows, but we have some of the same players working in the campaign that's working in the PAC, which is no, it's not good to do that. It's hard to argue that they're separated when they're one and the same. Meanwhile, back at the Ponderosa, we know that her home is being foreclosed on. The sheriff's office attempted to get service on a state representative for 1 year. Wow. A year. A state representative was able to duck service from the sheriff's office, having done executory process with the sheriff's office for about 30 some odd years of my life, and understand how that works, that that part of the organization at one time was in my chain of command, worked closely with those folks, know exactly how it works, know about all the communication that goes on between the creditor and the debtor and everything along the lines. At some point in time, you have an obligation to step up and do the right thing. They've lent you a boatload of money for a home that you are living in, and you're not paying your mortgage. Now, that could be a whole host of reasons. I'm not trying to be critical of this situation, but you got to take care of your business. And I don't know about you, but when you run for public office, there's a higher standard that people are going to hold you to, right? Isn't that how it's supposed to work? You set a high standard and you're not willing to accept anything less, and when they perform less, you vote them out. Or, in this case, maybe you just don't vote them in. Well, her reaction to the story has been kind of interesting to me. She has retained Gray Sexton, who was the person that ran the ethics board for a long, long time, as the executive director there and the attorney for it, and now is in private practice. He obviously knows the ethics laws backwards and forwards. It's what he's done for a good portion of his life. And she says that Sexton will review all campaign finance filings and provide any needed guidance going forward in order to ensure that her campaign is operating within both the spirit and the letter of the law. Now, this is a person that's asking you to trust them, right? And now she got caught. Now it gets reported by NOLA.com and Gambit. And now we're going to do the right thing. Only now will we check in with an expert to see as to whether or not the construct of our campaign, the construct of our PAC, and the manner in which we are communicating back and forth with SAME, only now will we check to see whether or not what we're doing is appropriate. Now, does anyone out there believe that this individual would be doing this today? Had there not been an article in the paper? Had there not been a monologue by this show? Had there not been others that were talking about, you know, whether or not this runs violative of the campaign finance laws of the state of Louisiana? Do you think any of that would have been done? You know, passing money to her daughter as a representative of organizations that she is working for? And it turns out somebody in the campaign says that the organization was actually their real estate company, as reported. I mean, does anybody really believe that she would have been double checking all of this? No, of course not. She got caught. And this is the thing about public service. I mean, do you want an individual that conducts their business that way? I would suspect not, right? I would suspect that given the choice, you might want someone else who's actually conducting their business, their personal finances and the like, in a more appropriate fashion. Right? Does that make sense? I mean, it does to me. These are the kind of things that you would do in advance. You'd clear all of this up in advance of running. You'd get this all tied up neatly. I mean, there are indications that some of this goes back to the possibility of bankruptcies being filed all the way back to 2008 and 2012 that people are talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not like this is a recent happenstance. If that's the case, if those allegations are in fact true, this is something that's been going on for 12, 14, 15 years. Right? And we've never been able to work this out. What's really even more interesting to me is there's no mention as to why you would duck service for a year, knowing that the creditor was trying to foreclose on your home, right? And obviously you haven't been able to negotiate a workout plan with the creditor that was of any consequence. And, you know, then they throw out the catch-all that it will be seen that elements of these assertions relative to the campaign are without merit. Well, we'll see about that. Maybe not. All depends on how you characterize certain transactions and alike. And it can be very loosey-goosey. I get it. But Boyd's campaign also went a little further. They said that Representative Boyd has made it very clear that she is not immune to the same challenges that everyday families face. In fact, these painful experiences have given her a unique perspective because she knows what it means to fall, to get back up, and to keep pushing forward. And that's the spirit of New Orleans, and it's the spirit that will be with her every single day on the council. So let me get this straight. So you fall in financial disarray with your personal finances. And that makes you more like your peers and the folks that you are governing, because a very small minority of those folks are going through the same trials and tribulations that you are. And that's going to make you a better candidate, because you did not fulfill the fiduciary obligation that you had to creditors. And maybe you overextended yourself, and maybe you were trying to live a lifestyle in which you could not support. And that makes you a better candidate. Now, the expenditures that are being made as it relates to your campaign fund and your PAC in the payment to family members, are we to imply from that then that maybe this not being immune to the same challenges, that you would not be immune then to do anything humanly possible to try and make all of this go away? Like maybe hire your family members to work for you on the council. I mean, that would seem acceptable, maybe, right? I mean, I'm just trying to connect these dots up as to this line of reasoning as to why this ends up being a plus for the voting public. And I'm having a real difficult time wrangling through this, that your personal financial house is in complete disarray, disorder, and yet this is a plus as a candidate. This is what we should be looking for, are people whose personal lives are a mess, in other words. And maybe the messier your personal life is, and if that's the case, Ms. Boyd, you still have some days to even muck it up even worse, and you should be walking away with this election. I mean, by this line of thinking, right? Am I missing something? Am I being too hard here? I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, if this is how it works for candidates in the city of New Orleans, and maybe, just maybe, this is the culture. I don't know. I hear that word a lot. I can't wait to figure out, and I'm dying to ask some of these candidates about all this culture that we're talking about it, and how that relates to certain things in this campaign. Maybe this is the culture. And if that's the case, you ought to be walking away with this. I mean, this election should not even be close. So for all the candidates out there, you know, we have several days left, a couple of weeks before October the 11th. You still got time to muck up your personal life, to screw up as it relates to personal responsibility, to maybe hide from creditors, and you should be golden, because you will have a sense of not being immune from the same challenges that everybody faces out there when they do that, and when you put yourself out for consideration to serve the public and fulfill a fiduciary obligation to the taxpayers of this city, the more screwed up your family life is, the more screwed up that you are personally, and the more screwed up that your finances are, you should be the front runner. You should be polling way ahead of everyone. And because of this incredible connection that you will have to the voters, because you have made a series of really bad decisions, these bad decisions, the voter will find comfort in knowing that you get a gold star for making very bad personal decisions. And for that reason, and that reason alone, congratulations, You should win running away. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.